Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is Monday, July 8th, 2019. Hope everyone had a great, fantastic, awesome, patriotic, 100% USA Independence Day. And a weekend to boot right behind it. So I hope everyone had a good one and a safe one. And I hope, well, for those of you that were goofing around, I hope you came back with all 10 of these, okay? And if you didn't, well, that's on you. That's on you. It just goes to prove you still need a little adult supervision. Anyway, but again, you know, that's, you know, it's fireworks. I mean, it's going to happen, and you should be responsible enough. If you're going to play with them, you should be responsible enough to keep them. Alrighty, so let's move on. Sports and leadership, that's what today's session is, sports and leadership. So we could talk about the Nathan's annual hot dog, Joey Chestnut, 71 hot dogs. We could do that. There's other things we can talk about. Well, we can talk about the guy who hurt himself while jumping, trying to create the longest jump, and we had to sit there for 90-something minutes and watch somebody drive through burning pallets. But they weren't pallets. They were very soft wood, and they drove their motorcycle through it, 13 of them, and it was like a world's record. And I was like, well, okay, but what about, well, you know, we're not going to get into that because, again, it's just freaking nonsense. Someone's going to, you know what, I'm going to say it anyway. You know, what about those, what about those military people that have just, and firefighters and police officers who have jumped into burning buildings or have done what they need to do, and do they get to go into the Guinness Book of World Record? Do they get recognized as modern-day gladiators and warriors? Well, yes, they do, but they don't get in the Guinness Book of World Records. Somebody driving a motorcycle at 60 miles an hour barrels through this balsa wood fire. You know, if you're going to burn yourself, you're probably going to end up getting more burnt with the punk that you light the fireworks than that person did going through the thing. And it's just nonsense. That wasn't even sports. It wasn't even sports entertainment. So I'll leave that there. What else? Another news? Oh, yeah, another news. We're in the middle of the Major League Baseball All-Star break. This is it, halfway through the season. We're in it. It's happening apparently tonight as I'm recording this. They're getting ready for the Home Run Derby. So that's where they, you know, they lob the balls over to them and they're supposed to hit them out of the ballpark. And it's fun. It's great. It's great. It's a nice diversion leading up to the actual All-Star game. But now it's just become a spectacle and it's nonsense. So, but either way, you know, it's the break. And right now, where everybody's sitting, the Yankees are sitting in first place. Minnesota Twins are sitting in first place. The Houston Astros, AL West, sitting in first place. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago Cubs, who would have thunk that? And the Los Angeles Dodgers also in first place. But the Los Angeles Dodgers, that's kind of a given. So that's where they are. And this is typically the time where people start making predictions. Here's what's going to happen. These are the ones that are going to go into the World Series. These are the two teams that are going to make it. And lately, folks, it's kind of been sort of halfway, kind of a roundabout true, but it does change and things do happen. But one other thing, it's the break. It's summer break. These guys have been working nonstop since April. I've been working nonstop since I started working. So, and same thing for you. I mean, you know, do you get the weekends? They get a day off too, so don't get me wrong. And then they're playing a game. But the All-Star break really is the defining moment. I think every day should be the defining moment, especially on your team. Especially on your team. Every day is a defining moment because, again, every day you have to find a way to reignite your passion. You have to find a way to reinvigorate yourself and reinfuse your soul with what needs to get done, with what you decided, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to be. And if you're leading a family, you're leading an organization, guess what? You also have to inspire them, you have to motivate them, you have to get them going. So you recognize that it's not just your team, it's not just your family, but it's also you, yourself. And by this, I mean you have to reignite it, you have to reinfuse. And you have to, well, do what it takes to get out there every single day. All-star break or not, you still have to do it. And as a leader, that's your job. Because again, you not only motivate others, you also inspire them. You inspire them to go ahead and be better than what they were because you're trying to be better than what you were yesterday. If you just fall back and rest on your laurels, well, what good are you, right? So that being said, take the time off. Take the time off now. This is the this is not the holidays. This is leading towards the holidays, but it's midsummer in the grand scheme of things. I know summer's not even a month old yet, the season itself. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, we're about halfway there and almost getting into the back to school mode. And then immediately after back to school, that's right, we're right into the Great Pumpkin. And then right after that, it's Thanksgiving and then the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, and all of that. So we need to get ourselves at a point right now where we can decompress, de-stress, and deflate and kind of get ourselves motivated and wrapped ourselves around the second half of the year. When we get ourselves wrapped ourselves around the second half of the year, we come back reinvigorated. We come back with a new sense of purpose. We come back with a new way of looking at life and what's going on. So you definitely have to detach yourself and separate yourself. As a leader, that falls on you. But you also have to encourage your team, whether it's at home or at work, you have to encourage your team that they have to do the same thing. Just because some of them are trying to impress you doesn't mean that they need to go bonkers just doing it. No. No. So take that time. Use this time. Take the time now and push them out there. Tell them, hey, take the day off. Go home. Go home early. Whatever. Friday afternoon, you look at one of them and you say, hey, let's go rock, paper, scissors. Who goes home? This is it. This is for the big one. And just do it. But think about them and push them and motivate them and inspire them all the other time that they're there. But also push them and motivate them and inspire them to take some time off too, because that's what it's all about. So that's what's happening. Those that are not playing in the All-Star game, trust me, they're enjoying themselves. Hopefully they're not going crazy and driving a boat into a pier like someone did not so long ago. But again, come back invigorated, ready to rock and roll, reinfused, relit passion, and off we're running. And folks, that's the only way. We have to periodically take those times off. So I know baseball has the off season. We don't have an off season. Those of us that have to work every day, we don't have an off season. Our off season is when we can get it. And the weekend doesn't count as an off season. That's kind of when we do our side hustle, our other grind, our family time. We got to squeeze all of that in there too. So take it easy. Folks, my name is Dave Guerra. Get out there, take a break. It is the All-Star break. Take a break, get away from work, get away from everything, and de-stress, decompress, and of course, deflate, and just prepare yourself to come back ready to rock and roll. Well, listen, it's Monday, July 8, 2019. This has been Sports and Leadership. Go Houston, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening.